Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Parenting Unplugged. You're here with Monica.
And this is Elisa.
And we're so happy to have you back today. Today we're going to be talking about a really good topic that we haven't really spoken about much before. And we're going to explore how important it is to have that partner support. And when we say partner support, obviously, the first thing that might spring to mind is like your partner, your boyfriend, your significant other, your husband, your wife. But we want to make a more general kind of introduction to this topic because we understand partners could take on other forms. It could be a close relative, a family member, a friend, and whatnot. So we're going to really be talking about how important this support is to a new mum or to a seasoned mum, and kind of what that support looks like.
Yeah, and the support obviously is for the postpartum period, for the mother that's going through her postpartum journey, and then obviously, for the newborn phase and beyond. But in these past episodes, we've been talking a little bit more about the newborn stage, so we can cater this one episode a little bit more towards what having a supportive partner looks like during those early stages for the baby, and then also for the mother or the father.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know as like a first-time mum, the reality of becoming a mum, the reality of looking after, this precious bundle of joy in front of you comes with a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of unknowns. So it is really important to have your tribe around you, whoever that looks like. Like for me, I've spoken about this in previous episodes. My primary support system was my husband, but then he couldn't be my support system in the first week of Noah's life because he had chicken pox of all things. So my support network was extended to my mum and dad, who were amazing at supporting me in different aspects. And those three people helped me and enormously in that postpartum period. Like I needed those people to feel sane, to feel seen, to be fed to a certain degree,
There's so much. There's so much when it comes to like postpartum that you need. You absolutely cannot do it alone. You need support, and that's what they were there for you, it seems, right, Monica?
In different ways, of course, like your partner. If you have a partner, being that a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, they will provide primarily that emotional support, hopefully, that you really need in those beginning days. That shoulder to lean on, to cry on, even, for someone just to tell you everything is going to be okay, because as much as joyous as becoming a mother is, and it is, the best thing that can ever happen to you. You also have to face very scary things like the baby blues. You have to face postpartum anxiety that some people may get, some people may not. Obviously, everyone is an individual case. And then you have, for me, I was lucky enough, my mum cooked for me. And I know your mum cooked for you as well, right, Elisa, for those like beginning days. And I just felt so thankful for that because, especially like first time round, I was navigating all of these feelings and emotions, feeling like you're going crazy some days, from the baby blues and things like that. So just having that support of having like a home cooked hot meal and not having to have the mental load of what can I cook? When do I have the time to cook when I'm not breastfeeding and so on was a massive help, massive help. And then my dad, his support was, I was back and forth to the hospital quite a few times. We had a lot of issues. We should have got shares in the hospital. We were there so often. And my dad was like, no matter what time of the day it was, it didn't matter. He just like, right, jump in the car, and he would drive me to the hospital, and you're looking at a 40-minute drive, 4-0, right? And it wouldn't matter if it was the middle of the night, first thing in the morning, he would just be there. And that was, that was just, I
Course.
mean, how can you describe that? That was, especially in that moment when we had a lot of complications at the beginning, and my husband couldn't drive me because he had chicken pox. So,
Oh my God.
there was a lot of things going on. But I say this because when we talk about that partner support, my husband primarily, of course, but my mum and dad equally gave me so much support in those beginning days. And you have to see it, like support is in many other areas as well. I mean, how was it for you? What would you say your support system was, Elisa?
Yeah, I mean, like you, I had a team. I had a team. Team was my partner, Demo, and was my mother. So my mother was in charge solely of the house. She cooked, she cleaned from the moment she woke up. She was cooking, she had breakfast ready. She had all of the things that we needed to like feed ourselves. And she would clean up the home during the day while Demo and I just kind of, bumped Kami back and forth all day. But then when it came to Demo support, I mean, obviously the emotional support is a huge part. I think that, mostly, I think for me, you're going through so many different emotions, so many different things happening all at once, that even the smallest thing, especially as like as a first time mother, is gonna freak you out. So like I remember just like feeling like just like being able for him to like feel like validating me for how I felt as well, like during times of like uncertainty, whenever like something came up that I wasn't sure what was happening. So like he would always just kind of like be really present and like reassure me that everything was going to be okay and that we were going to figure it out. If something that came up, he would tell me like, let's call a pediatrician, let's see what to do. And things like that. Like even like going to like pediatrician like appointments, like the first couple of appointments, how they would ask like a million questions, like, oh, how many times have they pooped? Have they peed? And obviously you're just trying to stay alive yourself. You might not have counted all of the diapers. And like I would just turn to him and be like, how many times has she peed today? Because I like there's only so much you can juggle. So he was just kind of like my functioning brain during this time. And I would still like I still kind of turn to him for like the smaller things that I forget. I would be like, what did they say again? What did the doctor say? And he would like remind me. So I think, during this time, it was definitely the emotional support that was like extremely, extremely important because my head was all over the place, as it is for most like first time mothers or even like mothers that are having like their second or third. But yeah, I mean like there's like so much that comes with it, and then even of course, if we get into like just like the regular practical support, the night feeds, like the diaper changes and all of that. I was nursing Kami 24/7 around the clock. So he was mostly in charge of like everything else in between. So like the burping and we would do the diaper changes like together, or we would try to like alternate back and forth while one person was like trying to like rest or use the bathroom. It would like do the diapers. I think that like man, I can't even explain how I can't even explain how I feel and how like grateful I feel to have like such a supportive partner that's just like there, that's present. And I think that is what's important. Like having someone around, whether it be a partner, whether it be a family member who's there with you during this time that is so hard on you, that's there to support you in any way that they can. And that's what he did for me. And Monica, did you find it difficult to communicate with your partner during this time? What was communication like for you and your household, like during the newborn stage?
I mean, that's a really good area to explore because no one really talks about the strain, obviously, that when you bring a baby into the world, it really, I think that's the most strain you can probably have in your relationship because you are both surviving on no sleep for the beginning stages. Especially for like the woman where your hormones are all over the place, you have severe brain fog, you don't really know what's going on around you. And obviously, it's things are quite triggering for you. Obviously, it would depend on person to person. And I would say for me personally, when I felt, how can I say it, like maybe unsteady, or because I remember maybe a few weeks after Noah was born, and everything was back to normal with George. He only had to self-isolate for about 5 days. And then as soon as he came out of isolation, he was just, full on, hands on. But, like you were saying, Elisa, like bouncing the baby back and forth to, whatever you need to do. And I think it was about 2 weeks in, and I started feeling, I don't know if it was maybe a little bit of postpartum anxiety, or it was definitely maybe the baby blues kicking in. And I felt like it was like an out of body experience for a few days. I didn't really feel like I was in my own body, if that makes sense. And I know some people experience this and some people don't. And it really scared me, really scared me. So obviously, I said to George, I said, I'm freaking out. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. And, he took me straight to the hospital to talk to the pediatrician and or one of the nurses. And, she sat down with me, with George to my side, and obviously Noah with us as well. And and she was saying, this is just the baby blues. You just have to, give yourself grace and let it pass. It will take maybe a few days. And it did pass, but the fact that I could communicate that to George was huge, because I could have kept it inside. I could have just ignored it, and I could have just tried to continue. But I knew, and this is kind of how I am in general. I'm very big on communication. I love to talk about things. I love to, anything that's going on, I like to get to the root of it so it doesn't develop further in any of the relationships I have in general in life. And yeah, that was definitely like an example of a really good moment where I communicated with him how I was feeling so we could process this challenge together. And I would say that the more communication you have with your partner, whoever that is, whoever your support system is going to be the difference between feeling like you're just in it alone and feeling like, you've got someone that you can lean on and someone you can talk to. Because, I talk to George about everything, in general anyway, but especially in those postpartum days, even though we were deliriously tired, we would check in with each other. He would ask me how I'm
Check in
feeling
with each other.
physically. And that could be a 30-second check-in before we just like fall asleep for half an hour while the baby's sleeping. But those check-ins are so important.
And Monica, I think honestly, 100% communication is key. In all relationships, but like obviously when you're postpartum, like I think that making time to reconnect is really, really important because obviously your partner is all you have during this time. So you really need to try to just be transparent with each other as to how you feel. If you're not feeling well, or if you feel, whatever it is that you're feeling at the moment, I think that it's really important to share that because the other person might be feeling the same way. And maybe you can share those feelings and bounce ideas off of each other as to how you can like overcome it or what next steps you can take to help you feel better. So, I think that for me, the first couple of days were a complete blur. And I think I've just felt like I was in a blur and I really wasn't able to communicate that. Like, I guess to get the words out, until finally I think I think not the first couple of days. I think it happened a little bit more when Cami was like not sleeping well. So I think this happened a little bit more like a week towards when she was home. After like that week that she started like not sleeping well and obviously we're like delirious and all those things and really tired, I was feeling like it was just like very blurry and I just like I was just tired, and I'm like, am I even set up? Am I even set up for this? Like, am I even meant to be a mother? Like, how am I going to make this happen? You know, and when is where's the light at the end of the tunnel that everyone keeps telling me about? So that's kind of like, I think that those were the thoughts that were running through my head. But obviously, it's you don't want to say it out loud as a mom because obviously, like, you know, the mom guilt, and you're just like, you know, as a mother, everyone just talks about all of the sweet things that come along with it. No one talks about like the doubts that you have as a mom. So, like, I think that with time, I was able to share that, and I was able to communicate that in like my way to him, and tell him that I was just like tired and really just like needed a break. And we gave each other our breaks when we needed it. But sometimes, like, the words just they just you know you have to like kind of give it time to realize that this is what's actually what's happening. So, but once it does once you see like clarity in what's happening, I think it's really important to share that, and because your partner is all that you have during this time. So I think that, you know, going back to what you were saying, reconnecting and communicating with them, like that is going to be a really, really important step during this time when you're just like in a brain fog and
And it could be
not
something really
happening.
small. It could be like the first time you take a walk with your baby in the stroller, right? It could be just holding hands, right? Because obviously, as a woman, you are healing physically. So sometimes you don't want people to be too close because you feel, you know, you don't feel comfortable. You feel like, you know, your body is all different
All of
now.
the things.
All the things, right? So even kissing can be very invasive to
Oh
start
my
with,
God.
right?
Can we get
So,
into that into a future episode? Like,
no, definitely. Because you definitely, I mean, you've, and there's also, I mean, this is kind of going a bit off topic, but you've had your baby inside of you for 9 months, right? More or less. And you give birth to your baby. So now your baby is an external part of you, right? So you have to grieve the fact that you're not pregnant anymore. And and then obviously you've got your partner that of course wants to be close to you, but then you're also grieving the fact that you're not pregnant anymore. So that might in turn make you not want to have that intimacy. It might make you want to, it depends. Obviously it's from person to person, but you've got to like ease your way back into it. And that's why it's, you know, if you are just you know, you're in bed together and it's, you know, the beginning of a long night, you know, just making that eye contact or just holding hands or just hugging, if your body allows you to do that, for, you know, at least 10 seconds, just to feel seen and for your partner to feel seen. Because as much as it is, of course, the new mom or the seasoned mom, you know, she is healing, right? But then we don't talk enough about what's going on with the fathers as well, you know, like
A
the
lot of
father of the
changes.
baby and all the changes.
The res level of
And
the responsibilities that come with being a father,
and that's a massive shift for them. So we have
a
to
lot of pressure.
think about them as well. And, you know, they may not be used to giving the support that you need now. That support looks different now, right? And they might not be used to giving that support. So they need to sort of check in with themselves and like, oh, you know, my partner used to need this, but she doesn't need this for me anymore. And they need to, you know, reconfigurate their brain, you know. And that takes time.
And that takes time, especially with a man. It's gonna take a little longer for them to like be able to understand
Yeah,
and keep up.
exactly.
You know, I think that us women were able to take on a little more and kind of like our brains work a little faster. I feel, but you know, it might take them a little bit longer, but I think like, man, there's like so many levels, so many things to talk about and so many like layers to shed here that I think that like you're saying, like we're healing and sometimes we don't want to be touched. We don't want to share our feelings. We're not ready to talk. We just want to sleep. We don't want to, we want to be left alone. So, you know, and I think that it's totally fine to feel that way because, you know, obviously we are turning into mothers, maybe for the first time, or we are, growing children and, siblings together. And it's like a new leaf that you're shedding. So I think that give yourself the grace. But when it's time, I think that it's good to definitely be as communicative as possible to your partner and, let them know how you're feeling and take the time to like to reconnect with them. But I think that there's a lot of like definitely struggles that come with partnerships, postpartum misunderstandings that you were talking about. And I think that like even for example, an imbalance of like responsibilities in the house too. And I think that that's something that like I knew myself. I like postpartum, I would feel like resentment in some kind of way. So like for example, I was spending an extended amount of time with Camila around the clock because I decided to breastfeed. I decided to nurse her, so she was on me 24/7. But that's something that I chose to do. So, but obviously demo like my partner was spending a lot less time with Camila for obvious reasons because she was always nursing with me. But, there were moments where I felt like, okay, I want him to be with her more. So, but it's a kind of a decision that I knew that I had to just take on. I had to just kind of like just like bite the bullet and do that because that is like the decision that I made. So obviously that there were times where I felt like a little bit of resentment because I'm like, I need a break, but I can't take a break. And I want him to help me, but he literally can't even help me. So,
But you're still allowed to have those feelings. And that's what I wanted to just highlight. Like, even if you do decide to breastfeed, which is incredible, and it's a lot on the woman, of course, naturally. But you are still entitled to have those feelings. And I think that's really important to talk about because it's like, okay, yes, you made the decision, so you should just get on with it. But no, like you are entitled to those feelings because you are human.
Go see a friend, go for a walk, just give yourself some space to like think a little bit outside the house and give yourself like a mental break whenever you get the chance to. So I think that that is like my advice for like first-time mothers that feel that they have all of the load on them, which is valid. Like you're saying, those feelings are completely valid because you do have all the load on you, whether you're nursing or not, you're still trying to figure out how to feed your baby. And so there's like so much load on you. But I think that, finding ways where your partner can help, or even, finding time outside of the house or where you can just like go out for a walk and just, get your mind off of things. I think that that is going to help too.
I mean, it's your mental health at the end of the day. So even if you are, if you have a balcony where you live, or you have like, just to go down the road and get some fresh air and just like to see the outside world, look up at the sky, just have those few minutes to yourself before you kind of go back to your duties. I think that does make a world of good. And when you do feel well enough to take a walk with the baby in the stroller, that's also huge. I remember those first few times going out of the house, and I literally just walked down the road for like a few minutes with my husband. But that was like I was going into a new world, I was out of a cave. And then I saw like the outside world, and that was incredible for the mental health.
Oh my God, it was good. It's good. It's needed. It's needed. And I remember those first moments too. And that's the reason why we remember them is because of how badly it's needed to actually. You have to get out the house. You have to get out the house and make time for yourself, or even like make time to reconnect with your partner. The same thing with me. We went. It was like our first walk, and we went out for coffee, and we went out for with Kami and like the new stroller that we got her and everything. And we just like them and I held hands, and it was like the first like intimate moment that we had in months. Because what are you going to do? Walk around your apartment holding hands? It's like, you see each other every day, and You need to get out the house. So it was a moment that we desperately needed. So I think that making time for yourself is really important. And like you're saying, for your mental health, is really, really important. And it's going to support you, during your recovery as well as your postpartum journey continues. But I think that mentioning our parent, not parents, mentioning our partners is really, really important. We've spoken about our partners, throughout our podcast, but I kind of wanted to make a separate episode just for them, because I think that the importance of having some strong partnerships is really important, whether it be, your significant other, your mother, a good friend. Having that postpartum is going to be extremely important, for this like really hard time that you're going to be, that you might be going through postpartum and with a newborn at home. So yeah, I just wanted to definitely take some space to speak about them in our podcast.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we don't talk about it enough. Obviously, the primary focus is on the mother for good reason, but we cannot neglect those partners that really stand by us and listen to us and make us feel seen and heard. So I'm really glad that we dedicated this space to talk about that. I think that's really, really important. And just to all of the supporting partners out there, just know that we see you and we really appreciate everything you do for us because it's really important.
Definitely. No, their love and their support is what has made us like incredible mothers, right? So I think that we wouldn't be who we are today without them in our lives for sure. So big shout out to our partners. Big shout out. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are so happy to have you once again in our podcast. And as always, thank you for joining, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.